All right, we're starting this again because we killed like a minute and a half trying to connect to the internet.
Oh, whatever. That's our opening song, Dead Air.
It's gone now.
Aw.
It's still there. Hey, welcome to Canada Nothing Podcast number 85, right? 85.
Yeah, sure. Michael Proust is running a 5K run.
Really?
Or he's going to.
So he still runs.
He ran before?
Yeah, remember he was always good at, like,
the running 100 meter. Running from the cops?
No, he was always in track and field.
But you were always in track and field.
But I ran short distance. He always ran, like, the 1,600 meter.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
1,000? More than 1,000?
Yeah. It's, like, twice the 800 meter.
All right.
Well, good for you, Michael Proust. We're all proud of you.
It was our first fan expo, and let me just say that I had a great, great, great time, and we'll definitely be back next year. I was a little concerned about the lines due to the stories I've read about previous years, but it seems that it's human nature to just remember only the negative things. No, you don't understand, dude.
Who said that?
I don't know. It's like part of the fan expo group.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I read some of those. People start complaining about, oh, it's crowded, I couldn't walk anywhere.
You rookies.
That's what it is.
There's one here that I want to read. He said that, oh, you know, here's my review of it. And then he's like, everything's good except for the people that sit.
What?
Like, I mean, like, that sit. I don't know. He's calling them squatters. I'm thinking they're the people that sit in line to, like, do something.
Oh, I thought he meant, like, the people who sit outside in the lobby area.
No, because he was talking about how he was, like, he had one panel to go to, but then he couldn't make the other one because, I don't know, there are too many people or something.
Uh-huh.
And the way I interpret it was that he doesn't like that people, like, wait outside of, like, whatever,
you're allowed to.
Yeah. That's the rule, dude.
It's first come, first serve.
Yeah, if you really want to be part of that panel.
There was on the Sunday, there was two really big panels that they scheduled at the exact same time.
Really?
You know, in the north building, you can go all the way to the bottom floor.
Where the Johnny Bosch place was?
No. This is an area they don't usually use, but there's two gigantic theaters down there. And they put both those panels in there. One was the Walking Dead panel. I think the other one was the Nathan Fillion panel. And both were completely over capacity.
Oh, yeah, that's what he was complaining about.
So they had them both at the same time, 12:30 on Sunday. And people were lining up like 2 or 3 hours beforehand. Apparently they capped the line at some point, like way before. And then people were still lining up. They didn't really tell anybody.
Oh, seriously?
So by the time they're actually going in, they're like, no, you can't come in. There's no more space.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, that's weird that they wouldn't at least tell people that, you know, people have been waiting for a few hours now. You're not going to get in. Just don't take up space here.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, that's Fan Expo. It's do first and then talk later.
Pretty much.
They just say, all right, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's like, why? What?
I don't know. Because it's easier for us this way. We don't have to do anything.
Did TT have a panel this year? Was he there? No.
No, I think he's on tour with Video Games Live.
Did you fund his Kickstarter for Video Games Live or something?
No, what is that?
No, it's a DVD.
I always see him talking about it.
Yeah.
He's like, tell people about our Kickstarter.
I think it's just a DVD.
Why do they need a Kickstarter?
I don't know.
They put out the other one without a Kickstarter.
PBS did that one.
TBS?
PBS.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And PBS just gets money from people all the time.
Yeah.
So I guess
they're their own Kickstarter.
He's like, yeah. They were the original Kickstarter.
They were. Selfish pricks. I hated it about those. Like, you'd watch a show, it's like, hey, how about you buy something for me?
Yeah.
No.
We'll be back to your program in just a minute.
Listen honestly, to our message. I'd rather just watch commercials instead of some guy saying, call.
Yeah.
Call and buy something. Shut up.
We're almost at our goal. They never hit their goal.
It says the internet's back.
You get in? Guys, I think we're back in the 21st century. We got the internet.
Night, wait. Maybe the 20th century. Nope.
No, wait. Did you hear that, they're looking at, like, stats for websites, and apparently in the U.S., Yahoo got more hits than Google.
What?
Like, last month or something.
Who uses Yahoo?
I don't know.
Why do you use Yahoo?
I don't know.
What do they have?
I don't know. They They have more than, they're more than just a search engine, I guess.
Okay, they have Yahoo News.
Yahoo Mail. And that's it.
I mean, I guess Yahoo News is,
well, because they...
That's a big thing, right?
They're one of those things like MSN, where they their page is just, you know, entertainment news, business news, and all this other stuff.
That's true.
Whereas you go to Google and it's just search.
Yeah.
So maybe people are looking at all those other things.
This is my schedule for next week.
Well, it's pretty busy.
I don't know where I am. Probably at the bottom. No, I'm not even here.
You get a schedule emailed to you?
This isn't even, I don't even think this is for none of these people. Miguel, Veronica, they don't work. I think it's for another store.
You got another store schedule?
Yeah. Yep. Yes, I did. Yeah, I know for sure because it says here that they work like 6:45. We don't open at 6:45. All right.
All right. And that's Chris's schedule.
Yes.
That's our new segment.
Chris's schedule.
So, Chris, what
otherwise
are you
known as CS.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm trying to get at?
No.
Counter-Strike.
That's what I was thinking. But I didn't want to say it.
So you should have just said yes.
No, because what if you're thinking something else? Like Adobe Creative Suite.
How the hell would I know what that is?
I don't know.
Does it look like I know Adobe?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, didn't you use Premiere once? Or Photoshop?
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
No, you gave me one of those programs.
And didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work. But I didn't have enough RAM or something.
Oh. Well, too bad.
Okay, now the internet's back. I have a good opening song.
All right.
Hang on. Here. Do I have to turn a stupid sound thing on?
I found it and put it in. Yeah, I really like that part, that segment. It turned dun, 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 dun. Push it. And then one of my other favorite parts.
I just went to a random podcast and just fast forward somewhere.
Wait, when was that? What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, we were talking about the video we did with Jerome. The breakfast one.
An African drum band or something. Tell them to transcribe our weird songs into African drum beats. That'd be kind of cool.
That's the opening song.
Which podcast was that?
I don't. Probably. I think it was. May 2011, podcast 58.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about there.
Indian drums.
African drum
drums.
Bands.
Yes. See, out of context, it makes perfect sense.
Everything's better out of context. I saw a somewhat African band recently. I had to film this poetry slam thing.
Were they who's that group? The Canadian group. Who that? I.E.
No.
Come in.
No,
we're gonna rock this
party.
No,
they're like a jazz band with African influences. And they had,
what is considered African influence?
I don't know. At some point, they just do like weird chanting stuff, but it's mostly just jazz.
Isn't that just jazz? Isn't jazz just like these are the notes you should play, but you don't really have
to
play?
Don't play
those
ones.
Yeah,
this is a song I wrote, but don't play any of that.
Yeah, jazz.
They're an African jazz band, and there was like.
Are you sure you don't just mean that they were like a black jazz band?
Their name was like
Their
name was something
Indian
like the
News thing.
The,
is that
the
how it
Waleed is? Waleed Kush African Jazz Band. It was in their name.
Okay.
The two main people were African, but everybody else was white. So I don't know.
maybe the white people were the Walees, and then the two black guys were the.
No, maybe they just wanted to be. Like African band, and they got these guys that said, look, we need to do jazz. And so they made it African jazz.
Doesn't really work like that.
It could work
like
that.
It's like, you know, it's like a Chinese chef goes, and says, look, we need some, like, you know, Italian food.
No, the Italian has to come and say, look, we need Italian food in the Chinese restaurant.
See, that doesn't make sense. That's just dumb.
It wouldn't happen.
Okay, what is this filming for? Was this for your cars?
No,
this... Was one of your car guys like, yo, I really want this band's music in my car shot?
No, this was, they were one performance at this show.
Harborfront?
No.
In Mississauga?
No. They called it the ISM show. And it was like, what's your ISM? What's your thing that, you know, how do you express yourself? So most of it was poets.
Masturbationism?
And, sure. And then there was two musical artists.
Only two?
Yeah, one was a rapper, and then there was that jazz band.
Was the rapper the one who was saying that, who dat, who dat?
No, but
I-E.
A lot of his rap kind of sounded like that. Oh, no, there was two rappers, sorry.
Now I'm going to hit images. Safe search off. Look, what's his Xbox Live score? Masturbationism official game score. Oh, maybe that's just some guy.
Is that a game?
No, I think it's some guy's name.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a cat. Yeah, sure.
This is very different.
Uh-huh. I like this one, though. That was pretty good.
Yahoo questions are always the best.
Yes, they are.
The answers are even better.
Yeah. How long was this filming thing? What, did you get paid for it?
It was a few hours. Yeah, I got paid for it.
How much? $50?
Plus
food?
Huh?
Plus food?
They had food. They had candy there. I didn't really want any of that.
Candy?
They were selling candy. And I could have had some. But it was just like, hey, you want Twizzlers or little pieces of chocolate? Not really.
So they got, it was like their own Team Hot Girls review sweet Asian things.
Sort of.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah. It was all right. Like,
how long was it?
A few hours.
And you had to record all of it?
Yeah. So I had a lot of footage to go through.
When did they expect the highlight video to be done?
No, they didn't say.
Oh. Is this going on YouTube?
Yeah, it'll go on YouTube.
On their official?
Yeah. I don't know what their official thing is called.
Oh.
Well, the guy who runs it, he has his business or his company or whatever he does this under, his organization is called iFreeCan. iFreeCan.com. Check it out.
iFreeCan? Is that what he's trying to
say? Like, letter I?
I think that's what he's trying to say.
Free yeah. Can.
It's like saying Sofa King, you know? I think that's...
iFreeCan.
Yeah. iFreeCan. I get it. Okay. iFreeCan what?
iFreeCan.
Okay, sure.
Can, not Ken.
Yeah, but, you know, when you say it fast enough.
iFreeCan.
See? You just sound like more like a guy with a weird accent.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So that's what you've been up to?
That's what I did. And I filmed car videos.
Is it this thing, was it just you or was, like, your boy there with you?
It was just me.
Oh.
There's, like, this, I don't know, there's this weird drama between him or, like, he sort of works for the other company, the rival company, and then this guy is like, I don't like you because of that. I don't know. I just said, like, you're gonna pay me to make videos. I'm down.
So if he finds out, he's
well, he knows.
Like, hey, what's the matter? Why you do that?
Oh, he knows about it.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, well, you're not really like my employee or anything, so you can do whatever you want. I said, all right.
Oh, but he probably wants you to side with him. He's like, yeah.
I don't know. I don't. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Money's money.
Yeah, I'm getting money. I need the money. What have you been up to?
I'm back in the money gaining business.
Back in the workforce?
Yes. Hopefully you get paid on the 30th.
Hopefully.
And then we're just going to run training and I'm just going to blow it all because that's what I do. Just
Yeah. Just eat out every day.
I told you, like, first paycheck, we're going back to the sushi place. He's like, all right.
Ace Sushi.
That's a good sushi place.
That is a good sushi place. I still have to use my discount thing.
Yeah, I know. So whenever we go, it's always the cards now.
Yeah.
No one wants to drop down dollar bills.
Oh, nobody wants to carry dollar bills. That's too much. I don't carry coins anymore because I switched over to a wallet that doesn't have a coin pouch.
Oh, see, now you do my thing and get a coin purse.
No. Yeah, sometimes I'll just bring a few coins and just put it in there, like, so they're flat next to each other. But that I'll only fit whatever can fit there.
One of my friends, her boyfriend kind of got the same wallet is mine. Why am I pointing to my bag?
I don't know.
And he thought that there was going to be a coin thingy in there, right?
Yeah.
So she asked me, like, does your thing have a coin thingy in there? I'm like, no, it doesn't. And he's like, okay, well, whatever. So apparently he got it, and he got upset that there's no coins. So now what she does is whenever they're out, she'll go, oh, I'll pay for it, and then she'll hand the bill, and the coins will come back, and she'll be like, hey, can you hold these coins for me? Thanks.
You got to have the coin pouch.
Yeah.
It's useful. Sometimes I switch back to my other wallet if I need to carry, if I'm going downtown, I need to carry, like, the tokens on the subway. Yeah. I'll use the other wallet. But then I always forget something from switching back and forth.
Why'd you get a new wallet?
No, because when my parents came back from their cruise, they bought all these, like, watches, and one of them came with a wallet in the box. So I said, okay, I'll take the one that has a watch and a wallet.
Doesn't mean you have to use the wallet.
I like the wallet.
I don't see you with the watch.
I didn't wear one today.
Mm. What about your golden compass?
I don't really use it anymore.
Oh, my God, this guy. He's like, yo, man, golden compass, watch out all for it. All the way. Here, it's going to be the next big Lord of the Rings thing. I got my own golden compass. I'm ready to roll. And all of a sudden, he finds out there's no sequel to Golden Compass.
He's like, not wearing it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
What Golden Compass?
Yeah, what is that? What was it? So it's like it tells emotions. I forgot the story behind it.
It helps you. You can see the. You can. It tells you the truth about things.
With a weird symbol that only she can decipher.
You have to be able to interpret it. So everybody else in that world has to use these big books that help you try to figure out the meaning between the three items it goes to. But she had the magic power. Not really a power. She had the ability to read it.
She's just crazy.
Just know. Yeah, maybe she's crazy. It's one of those things where...
Did you, like, read the books?
Yeah. The books how does it end? The books are really good.
Does she die?
No.
Does the polar bear die?
Yes.
Does James Bond die?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of people die in that book.
But not her?
Not her.
I remember, I don't know if this actually happened, but I remember that part in the movie where, like, James Bond was in the snow and he's being all stealthy. Did it actually happen? Why? I don't remember. Like, I guess maybe I just stopped paying attention, but then all of a sudden I just saw him, like, being all stealthy in the snow.
That was one of those things that didn't translate over well from the book. Because, it was so, like, different, and it's the beginning of his little adventure, which continues later on that they didn't show. So, yeah. So
is this actually based on, like, one entirety book, or was it like this?
It's the first of three books.
Okay.
Yeah. And they didn't even go all the way to the end of the book.
Really?
They stopped at one point. And, at the end of the first book, she's actually supposed to go through this portal to another world, and then it stops there.
Another world?
Because, they're all like parallel worlds, so she actually ends up in what is supposed to be our version of reality. Where there's no, like, animals walking beside you everywhere.
There will be no two sequels to The Golden Compass because of what? Because of what? Because of what? Because
it didn't make any money.
Because of what? Because of Catholic pressure.
Probably.
Really? Why?
No, well, yeah, the Catholics don't like those books.
Why? Because they have animals?
Because they're basically about, the bad guys in those books is basically the church.
Oh.
And so they, even in the movie, they had to change all the, like, the imagery and stuff.
There's been other movies that have churches bad guys.
Yeah, but they also, like, kill God in the third book.
So. Oh, really?
Or, like, he's basically, like, the top angel or something, and then he dies and some other guy takes over. And he sort of plays God for a while. Nobody really knows about it.
So fake God.
Fake God, yeah.
Fake Yahweh.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, he's not called Yahweh?
No. It's called him God.
Oh.
They call him the Authority.
Oh. Does she use the Golden Compass to, like...
Him?
And then he dies. Like, only the Golden Compass can kill him.
No.
No? Oh.
They get a cool knife later that you can cut through to the other world.
Does the Golden Compass give her superpowers?
No.
Oh. So she's just like an oracle, basically.
Yeah, she just reads the compass.
Oh.
Like, what's on the other side of that door? I don't know. Let me consult the compass.
Does she get older throughout the books? Or is she still always a kid?
No, I'd say it pretty much happens within, like, the span of a year.
Oh, okay.
Maybe less.
So then there's no way they could have made more, because...
Kid's, like, grown up now.
Yeah. Or maybe they just do the thing where, like, every movie is, like, a new James Bond kind of thing.
I would hate that if they did that. Why? For like other movies. I don't know. To me, it makes sense for James Bond just because they've been doing it for 50 years now.
If they
start doing it with other movies, like, we got a different guy playing the Hulk in each of these movies now.
They almost kind of are.
It's weird.
No, but, like, see, they change every character. So Liam Neeson is, or what's his name? James Bond.
James Bond. Daniel Craig.
There you go. So it's not him anymore. It's Liam Neeson in the next one. And after that, it's Will Smith. I don't know. Whatever.
Yes.
They should do that.
Yeah. They should.
Or they do the thing where first movie, all white people. Second movie, all black people. Then the third movie, it's all Asian people. And that one sucks because no one watches movies with Asian people.
Hey, are you going to see The Grandmaster? It has all Asian people.
Yeah, but isn't it like in the Chinese language?
Yeah.
So then, obviously.
It's one of those like Tarantino things where...
Oh, really?
Where he finds... Because at first I thought it was Scorsese's film because it said Martin Scorsese's The Grandmaster. But then I saw another one where it said Martin Scorsese presents The Grandmaster. So I think he just saw this movie in Asia and he's like, that's cool. Let's bring it here. Subtitle that one. Bring it. Put my name on it. People will see it. And it's true. I almost wanted to see it because I was like, oh, Scorsese.
Really? When's it out?
I think it's out now. In like limited run theaters or something like that.
Well, if I get my check...
I don't know. I don't. It doesn't look that interesting.
Zhang Ziyi's in it. Whatever. She's so hot. Come on.
It looks.
Yo, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah,
the Rush Hour 2.
That's it.
Memoirs of a Geisha. I can keep naming it, but I'm trying to think of ones that you would know.
That's probably it.
Hero. Actually.
She was in Hero? Hero. I saw Hero.
See.
I didn't like that movie.
Jude really liked that movie.
I hated it.
That was all right. I didn't like that how it said Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you.
Oh, Tarantino's newest film.
He didn't do that.
And he tricked people because it came after Kill Bill where it was all like samurai stuff. And people were like, oh, now he's making a full Asian movie. Okay. Nope.
And the movie still didn't do
well. He just threw his name on top of someone else's work.
Yeah. We should do that.
Yeah. The Can Nothing Presents.
We take, here. So, here's what we do. We take the Mega 64 videos, we put them on our Vimeo account.
Yeah.
We say, Cat of Nothing, Mega 64, and then we get the views on Vimeo.
I saw someone do that with, I think it was, what was it? I think it was one of the car videos I did. No, not me. It was my friend who I work with. One of the Import Fest videos he did. Someone just took it and put it on his own YouTube channel. He didn't really say, like, oh, this is my video, but he put it there, and people are like, oh, good work, man. And even at the end, it still says Focus Films, and his channel isn't Focus Films or anything like that. It's like Greg's Films.
Yeah, and that pisses me off a lot.
Yeah, like, if you're going to take it, that's fine. We don't own a copyright on it or anything like that, but give credit.
I know. Even if that says credit in the video,
I know.
Put it in the thing where...
Or if you want to steal it, do it right and at least edit out the credit at the end. Like, it's very easy. It's like when those guys took our Pokemon video.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And then I had to message them and say, hey, could you at least say it's by Can of Nothing and that it's not your work? Because everyone's sort of saying, good on you for making that.
But then eventually be like, stop asking me for more Pokemon. I didn't make these.
I wonder if they do get that.
Probably.
And then that's when they say, okay, I better tell them that it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Let's make it clear. So bother those guys.
Also, they get less views.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That video has like 500,000 views.
No, there was one that had... Ours does, doesn't it? No, ours has like 70 or 80,000. Yeah. There was one that had 1 million,
I think.
Yeah, some kid who uploaded it.
How do they... Did they upload it first?
No.
I think so, because I remember there was a time where we were really against YouTube, being like, oh, YouTube.
I was against it when we started doing HD stuff, and they didn't support HD yet.
True.
So I moved over to Vimeo. I was like, oh, yeah, they actually do HD. They're great. But I'm pretty sure we had our... No, because we had an older account under Derek's nickname.
Yeah, what was that?
It's like Tenren or something like that. And then we were like, well, we should probably just do a Can of Nothing one. So we restarted it and had to re-upload everything.
Yeah.
So by that time, other people already had that video too.
See, Can of Nothing YouTube channel is off to a bad start since the beginning.
Yeah. We should have just kept that one.
It was destined to fail.
It's like how Mega 64's channel is actually Rocco B64.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I didn't want to restart again under Mega 64, so we just kept that one.
We should ask for Derek's Tendrin account and see if we could just...
It's probably inactive now.
Whatever, we could reactivate it. And be, oh, these are the guys that did the Pokemon. And then we just put all the videos up again. It's a reboot.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You know what? Do you know what YouTube's doing now? They're making everybody have their account connected to a Google Plus account.
Yeah, I fucking hate that.
So, like... So there's an original Canada Nothing account, and then I logged in one day and they're like, do you want to be Canada Nothing or do you want like this Google Plus thing?
Yeah.
And you have to go with it. So now I sort of have two accounts and you can log in under either one.
Yeah.
But it's all the same content anyways.
I remember, I think maybe 2 years ago, I made a YouTube account because that's where I was originally going to put like the Kijiki thing.
Yeah.
But, and then it said, okay, you made a YouTube account. But also, you have to make a Google Plus account. Yeah. Like, what? Why?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
And when I switched it over, I have to now re-upload my little image that appears next to all the titles in the videos. Because it's now connected to the Google Plus account.
Oh my God.
But the Google Plus account has different dimension requirements. So I can't use that one anymore. I need a bigger one.
So dumb.
So now it's just blank because I'm too lazy to make one.
Yeah, there's what's it called? The video game website Joystick.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys like was bitching on Twitter. It's like there was already a Google Plus joystick account, but then the YouTube account was like
separate. Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, "How the fuck do I connect?" Ah, I don't know if they ever solved it, but yeah, he was like complaining the entire game. Yeah,
man, it got so confusing when Google bought out YouTube because then they made you do all that stuff.
I wouldn't have a problem if they didn't do all that stupid merging stuff.
Like, if they didn't force you to, like, log in with your Google Gmail address,
yeah.
Instead of just, oh, I can put in my nickname that I signed up with, my username.
No, you have to be a real person.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That was the whole point. On my other YouTube account, I just, like, all the stuff I like and favorite are just all, like, sexy girls dancing. That's, like, all of that. I was like, I don't want, like, people to see that this is what I like and favorite. Jesus Christ, no.
Well, everything's connected now.
Yeah, I know.
One day, one of them will buy out, like, Facebook, and then it'll all be all together.
Did it? Okay, well, I don't understand. Okay, so Microsoft bought Skype, but then Skype has support for Facebook?
I guess.
But then Microsoft doesn't own Facebook?
No.
How does that work?
Maybe they just say you're allowed to use Skype on Facebook. Mm.
But then Facebook bought Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But one day, Google will buy all of them.
Will Google buy Canada Nothing?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Google will only pay like $100 for Canada
Nothing. Is that? Can I buy Canada Nothing for $100? Yo, no. I'll give you like $50 next week.
I remember some guy emailed me about buying the domain name.
Oh, really?
It's like, I really wanted Canada Nothing. Would you sell it to me? I'll give you like $50. Like, no.
You should get back in contact with him.
Yeah, like, Michael.
What was that his name?
Yeah.
Michael Pierce?
Maybe. I don't know. All right.
Yeah, so just so everyone knows, so we're up to speed. There will be no sequel to Golden Compass because of Catholic pressure.
Catholic pressure and kids growing up.
Yeah.
And being pressured by the
Liam Catholics. Neeson still looks like the same age that he was in that video.
Star Wars?
I don't know. Who's this guy?
That's Sam Elliott.
No, is that the character's name or the
name? That's the actor's name.
Oh, I don't know. Man, if you say his name, I probably won't.
I don't even remember the character's name. He's a cowboy, though.
Judas?
No. Oh. It's probably like William.
So does that mean that Evangelion will never be made in North America because of Catholic pressure?
I don't know. I don't think it's as obvious in that show.
What do you mean? Something's called like the Lance of Longinus.
Whatever.
I think. I don't know why people like Evangelion now, but looking back on it, I think most of the reason why people like it was like, oh my god, that's like Jesus, sort of. What other Jesus stuff is there?
I just like the explosion into the cross. That's just the weirdest thing.
Stupid anime.
No, anime is so great.
No, it is, but just that one sucks. That and Akira. Fuck those two.
I like Akira.
No, you don't.
I like Akira.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
What's your favorite part of Akira? None. I answered for you. No, okay, the psychic battle was pretty cool. But that's about it.
Yeah. The part with the bear, when the teddy bear is like, oh, bleh. When he's like going crazy.
No, you know what? You know what my favorite part was when he was like writhing around in pain, and then he got his own water to drink.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, water's cool.
No, it's just like, you know, he's just doing it subtly. He doesn't even know what's going on. That's cool. But then like he just turns into a big meshy thing, and then Akira comes and everything explodes. Like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, I don't know how to end this.
Just explosion. Yeah. All right, World War IV.
Yeah, there you go.
Are they still doing the live action thing?
I have no idea. I was going to say IKEA.
IKEA. You have no IKEA.
You don't know that.
Okay, maybe, show me your IKEA.
Maybe my bed is made of IKEA.
Maybe. I won't believe you, though.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Last I heard, like, it was like DiCaprio was like in charge of it or something.
In charge of it?
Yeah, like he has.
I thought he was gonna act in it.
It's like his company got the rights to it, and then maybe he was gonna be cast as one of them. And then George Takei was like, "Don't whitewash Akira." I'm like, "Well, who the hell are you gonna get? Chow Yun Fat and Jackie Chan to be in Akira? Like, what do you want? The cast of Gran Torino? Who's gonna put, like, everybody? All Asian actors suck. It's like I'd rather have DiCaprio,
except Jackie Chan."
Okay, Jackie Chan can be stupid Akira. Because, like, Akira's in it for, like, how long? 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's just in all those, like, weird flashbacks.
And he just has to smile. That's it.
Yeah, sit there and smile. And Jackie Chan can smile.
Yeah. It's like, because honestly, like, who would you get? Who, name dudes you would get.
I don't know. They got Asian people for Wolverine. Apparently they're, like, well-known Japanese actors.
Yeah, but can they act in English?
Kind of.
Yeah. No, like, and well?
I don't know.
Like the stupid girl from, what's that movie? Kaibo, Jubo, Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Her acting was terrible.
Maybe they just...
This is for my father. Fuck you.
They should just do it in Japanese then.
Then why are you making it for North America? You're appealing to the North American demographic.
I don't know.
It should be like in the Wild West, in Texas, cowboys, and then, yeah, okay, some...
Texas, 2033.
Some black kid that was raped or something because he was a slave... But he had, like, psychic power, so that's why they have to, like, chop him up and do experiments. There.
We should get Tarantino to do that.
Then. Sure.
That's what Django Unchained should have been. Akira.
Yeah, I know, because that, yeah.
Western Akira.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand all these people complaining, oh, it's not true to the source. It's not going to sell well. Akira. If Akira was going to sell well, it would have already sold well.
Yeah.
Or they can get Johnny Bosch. He's half Asian, right?
Yeah, he's like half Japanese.
There you go. There, Johnny Bosch will be one of them.
Him and I think didn't people say wasn't Keanu Reeves attached to this at some point? And he is half Japanese.
Yeah,
too.
There. One of them will be that one guy. One of them will be the other guy. There are two main Asians casted. Think about it. They're both half, so it makes a whole.
Yeah.
There you go. And of course, they'll get like some stupid Asian girl who can't speak English all that well to be that girl. And there you go.
Who would they get to be the wrinkly kids?
I don't know, just kids. They don't really matter.
Some random kids.
I mean, if you're going to complain that they are Japanese, then you have a real problem. It's like, they're blue.
They're blue. They're blue and old.
Yeah. It's like, what do you...
They should get the guy who played the Ewok.
Oh, you know what? Another favorite scene from Akira is just the old kid in the suit.
Doing what?
just in the suit. Like, yo, I'm a kid in a suit, and I look really old and blue.
The little fat kid.
Yeah.
Right?
That's pretty good, too.
No, I was like when the other kid who they're trying to get him out of there, and then they go through all the protesters and stuff, and then the guy gets shot, and the kid's just watching him. And every time they cut back to him, he's just going,
Stupid movie.
Good movie.
You know, that might be the next video. Just what, me complaining Akira? About people who want a remake of Akira.
What about people who complain about Dragon Ball not having Japanese actors?
That movie was fine.
That movie was weird.
No, but okay, but take away the names like Goku, Bulma. Yeah. That movie was fine.
Well, they're never really Japanese anyways. Like, they're not really in Japan.
They're
in that
Saiyans.
World. Yeah, well, people
Saiyans
say
Saiyans are their own thing.
But even, like, Master Roshi, I mean, he's not really
Wasn't Master Roshi white? I'm pretty sure he was white there.
I don't know. It's hard to tell because the way they make them in the cartoon, you know, like everybody's just white.
Here's a new video. Phil and Chris watch short clips of anime. Okay, is that guy Japanese? Do you think he's Japanese? No, he's probably like Korean or something. No, I think he's like German, probably. Let me just do that. There you go.
No, I don't want to watch
anime. Just like, you know, we'll watch like one of those FMV things.
Oh.
Okay, that guy for sure, he's Japanese. Like, but he has blonde hair. You know, they want Japanese people have blonde hair.
They dye their hair blonde.
Yeah, see, there you go. There's an argument.
Like, what's his name? Cloud. He's not really Japanese, though.
Is he? Oh, see, there's
well, another... That's in a fantasy world, right? There's no Japan.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure I know that.
Have you seen the entirety of Midgar? No, you haven't.
Yeah, where's Midgar? Nowhere. Nothing.
Where's Springfield?
It's in the U.S.
Yeah, see?
But they actually say they're in the U.S.
Where's Smallville?
That's in the U.S.
That's not. Where's...
They place their fictional towns within a real country.
But is it...
But in Dragon Ball, they're just like... It's just some town.
They say it's called United States of America, but is it really our United States of America?
No, it's not, because their show doesn't exist in their world.
So then there you go.
Every show that's supposed to be in the real world is alternate world, because the person playing that character, that actor, doesn't exist in that world.
Yeah, see, one of my favorite things about some TV shows is when they go on so long and then they start talking about like time travel and stuff, and I was like, I don't care about it anymore. This is kind of what this podcast is kind of turning into now.
Multiverses
and time travel. Because they have no other ideas, so they're just kind of like, I don't know.
Well, if we just speculate long enough, time will pass. Hey, stuff came out.
Isn't that what all like think tanks do? They just speculate.
Yeah. Were those, there are people who actually have professions called futurists, and they sort of just predict things. I mean, I can see there's, like, a practical use for it, like, where, how can we sort of...
Aren't they just called analysts?
No, there's futurists.
What are analysts?
I found this out because...
Wikipedia said...
No, I was watching the special features of Minority Report, and in order to sort of envision their world, he's like, we hired a futurist to tell us, like, what things would be like at that time. And then he came in and said, well, you know...
Well, that's pretty accurate.
Judging by the way cars are developing right now, we can imagine in 20 years that they will progress to this point. Like, okay.
But people said we'd have flying cars by now.
No, not futurists, though.
Oh, just Hollywood?
Yeah.
Were there futurists around when they said we were going to have flying cars?
Maybe after that, when they said, look, you guys got it wrong. I'm going to start a new job called futurist.
Look, Terminator did not happen in 1997. What the hell, guys?
Futurists unite. We'll figure out when the Terminators are actually coming. Yeah. Hey, stuff came out.
One thing came out.
It's called Outside. You know, just segueing from our anime talk, this one was also about anime, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah?
In a way.
What was it actually about? Oh, yeah.
It's just about you trolling me about making noises.
Where we film stuff.
Yeah.
Arguing about where we film stuff. And, yeah.
This is my commentary to why we don't film outside. Because,
yeah.
I remember filming Batman is just like a bunch of just like car, wait for it, and then like people would come by looking at
it. Person's walking his dog.
It's like,
hold on, guys, we gotta let them pass.
It's too windy right now.
Or you, when you're outside, sometimes you run into those situations where you're waiting for them to pass, but they see a camera, so they're not sure if they should pass.
Yeah.
So they're like, No, you can go. Oh, okay, sorry. What are you guys doing? Like,
fuck you.
Nothing. Let's work.
Yeah.
Go away.
Independent film.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah, that's the whole story.
But Phil wants to film more places outside for whatever reason. And this is my passive aggressive way to say, this is why we don't film outside, Phil.
We don't film outside because we don't have scenes that require you to be outside.
And Phil's like, well, why don't you write scenes out outside?
Here's one where you complain about being outside.
I don't like filming outside.
I don't mind filming outside, but it has to be controlled.
So, like, if we were in, like, in a...
If we were, like...
In a huge glass dome where you could see the outside.
Sure. Yeah, just you have the glass dome, like, way in the background, so you can't really tell there's glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just need to have our own backlot, like Universal Studios.
What's the backlot right here?
Yeah, I'll just build a town in my backyard. Every time we need an outdoor place, we just go to the backyard.
Yeah, you can paint the fences different. Like, just paint it green so you can see green screen
it. It's actually a good idea to do out of Lego, because when you need to make it look different, you can easily tear it down and rebuild it.
There you go.
And it costs you, like, nothing.
Fuck Lego. We're going with Mega Blocks.
Mega Blocks would be easier because they're bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mega Blocks and Kinect. Kinects.
What are Kinects again?
Kinects are the advanced Legos that can have things moving mechanically, sort of.
Oh, okay.
They can make Ferris wheels and stuff.
You know what I was thinking of? Remember that stupid game that has a bunch of, like, sticks in it and you have to make sure the ball doesn't fall?
Yeah.
What is that called?
I don't know. Wait. The ones where you, like, pull the stick out?
Yeah.
And you have to make sure the ball doesn't hit the ground?
Yeah.
Oh. That's something else. I think I was thinking of something different. I don't know. Internet.
Yeah, but...
Game with sticks and ball.
Okay. Game with sticks and ball.
No fall.
No fall. Polina bamboo sticks and ball game. Okay, let's just go to Google Images and see if we can find something.
All right. There it is. That thing?
Is that it? It just looks like a basketball net.
No.
That looks like a terrible pen holder thing.
Whatever. Who cares? Ooh. I remember, I think that one there where you have to try to lift the sticks, like a certain color, without removing everything else.
Oh, yeah.
You just dump them all there. So it's always random.
Stupid games. As kids, you think that this is fun.
What's stupid is people paid for that. Some guy just said, I got a bunch of colored sticks, drop them on the ground, made some rules up for it and sold it to people.
Well, but, okay, what's dumber, that or lawn darts?
Lawn darts. The fact that lawn darts were for kids.
Okay.
Because that lawn darts seems like something people would play in an English pub. Like, it makes more
when
sense
they're
to do
drunk.
It there. It makes more sense to do it with adults, right? But you sell this to little kids in Walmart.
Fair enough.
So you're like, here, kids, go outside and throw darts at each other.
I'm going to catch it with my head. I caught it. I win. I'm dizzy. It's cold.
Why are the colors changing?
I'm going to go to sleep for a bit. Let's go sleep it off.
Did you ever play lawn darts?
No. I think that was banned when we were kids.
I guess so,
I just remember comedians talking about it one time. Remember lawn darts? And everyone laughed. I'm like, what is lawn darts?
Yeah, I saw one comedian who had a bit about that. It was pretty good. Lawn darts.
Yeah, well, for outside, I know it turned out the way in the end, as you see it progress. But I thought that each time that you were going to do, like, an interference thing, it would be, like, another take.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I figured it was close enough to not have to make a cut.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's about it. And then, when we did the final scene, it was, like, we had to wait till, like, the perfect time
for
the cars to come by.
That's the only time you actually wanted things to get in the way.
Yeah.
Other times you'd be like, they're at a red light. Do your line now.
And like, there are so many, like, from the majority of it, it was just like, it's all peaceful and quiet. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, wait, there's not that many cars coming by. Let's wait again.
Well, we did like three takes there, and then you're like,
yeah.
That one wasn't that too busy. That one wasn't too, no, that one was good, but maybe we can do a better one.
Yeah. And, yeah.
What was the song? Was that High, High, Puffy?
Oh, that was a song from one of those Super Sentai shows.
Oh, really?
They put out one of them. They put out an album with like the cast singing songs.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. That's a normal thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I just grabbed one of those when the two girls were singing.
Were they hot?
One of them was.
Okay.
I forget. I think it was Deca Ranger. I think the song is called "Girls in Trouble." Deca Ranger.
Okay.
So look that up if you're interested in that song at all.
Oh, speaking of stupid Japanese stuff, how many episodes does a normal Kamen Rider series go for?
Around 50, I think.
50? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Because when that show comes out, that means we're doing, like, podcasts for one whole year. Once a week.
What is that one called?
Kamen Rider Fruits? I don't know.
Kamen Rider Fruity.
Fruity.
Something other. Yeah. People check that out. Kamen Rider Fruits. They wear fruits as armor.
And the part that sold me was apparently main character was part of a dance group.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. And then me and Phil are going to do review podcasts. So each week we're going to talk about the...
We're going to talk about the latest Kamen Rider Fruits episode.
We're going to run down the episode in between we're going to, you know, give our own commentary, what we think.
You know how I found out about that show? I was just looking at, like, images of some of the figures that they released for past shows. And then someone made a custom one based on the new one. He just took actual orange peels and draped it over the guy. I was like, what is that? And people were actually talking about it like they knew what it was. So I looked it up, and sure enough, they're all just wearing fruit armor.
Yeah.
So cool.
It's going to be exciting.
It's funny because that custom that he made was actually pretty accurate to the...
Oh, really?
The real costume. He actually, like, cut out the fruit.
It's crazy how, like, soon people can, like, make custom stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we just revealed this, like, 2 days ago. Oh, here's my cosplay for it. It's like, what? How'd you do that?
They're ready, man.
Cosplayers are crazy.
They are.
It's like, hey, I made this thing out of foam, and then you indent to make the boobs look, they fit the chest armor or something, and you're like,
and then,
what?
Yeah, and then you take my picture. Man, I hated people who stop in the middle there to take pictures.
Were there any good cosplays?
Not really.
No?
Nothing really stood out to me. There was a Batman that was, like, 7 feet tall.
Was this the same big Batman from, like, my first fan expo? Where I was like, hi, Batman.
Hi.
Was it that
kid? No, it wasn't him.
Was the Superman guy there?
No.
Remember that Superman guy, and then he always comes as Superman, and then he always changes, like, to underwear or whatever?
I don't think... No, I didn't see anyone like that. Yeah. Well, that was... nothing else came out. We have one thing coming out later in the month, or by the end of the month. How do you pronounce it?
Kijiki.
Kijiki?
Kijiki.
It's Chris's RPG Maker thing.
Yeah.
That he's been talking about for, like, the past year.
Yeah, just like...
It's finally done. Just have to turn it into an actual video.
That's all on Phil's part. My part's done. Move it.
Check it out.
Move it up. It's like when, you know, when you go to, like, a rap store, like a Wonder Pita or whatever.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the three line people. And you're like, hey, what do you want? And then they're like, oh, can I get this wrap? Okay, what kind of, like, bread do you want? You get whole wheat. So the guy pulls it out and you just toss it to the next guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your problem now.
Yeah, the person who just takes the order. They have the easiest job.
Yeah. Like, fuck you, here you go. Fuck you, here you go. That's great. That's what I did to Phil.
Yeah, we're just a line. If you like pretty much any, like, old school RPG, you'll probably like this.
I don't know.
I mean, it looks like in, like, Final Fantasy III or something.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, that was a... I'll probably talk about it more later, but that was a pain.
Wasn't it supposed to have voiceover at one point?
Where's Robin?
I don't know.
It was, but then, you know... There's just, like... I think, like, yeah, there's at one point... I forgot where, but I'll probably talk later, but... There's one point where I was just like, ah, nothing works! Fuck! And then I just stopped doing it, and then I went back to it, and it says, oh, wait, if I do that, that works!
Yeah. It's like, what? That's like sometimes when I'm editing stuff, I get frustrated because nothing's fitting together. Then you find that one clip that sort of bridges two of them, and you're like,
now
it's perfect. And I'm motivated to keep going now.
Yeah. It's crazy because, I had to, like, map all that, and then that was, like, the hardest part. And I remember it took me, like, probably, like, 3 months to do it, and once I finished, like, doing all this stuff, like, all the event stuff, it's like, oh, I'm swimming through this. I can probably be done, like, 2 weeks. And then, like, yeah, it's like, oh, man.
2 months later.
And then it's, like, a year later.
Well, it's done, and you'll all see it very soon. Where does the music come from? Is that, like,
in-game.
part of the program?
It's part of the whole thing.
Okay.
I can play it now if you want.
Sure. So people, like, make their own packs and stuff and release them for people to use, or... Like, where do you get all the land and the characters?
Oh, yeah. And stuff? Like, yeah, people, like, yeah, it's just all, like... Like, the main website, RPGmaker.com, they all have, like, these different resources to...
Oh, okay.
Thing. But, yeah, like, the game itself comes with its own stuff. This is the new one I'm working on, because it's set in modern times.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, like, I've only, like, done a really small amount. I don't know what that is. That's supposed to be a balcony. That's Kyle's room. This is, like, outside town area, which I find, I don't know, I'm not liking this at all.
This reminds me of Paperboy.
Oh, really?
Just, like, if you have a little kid on a skateboard going down the street, it'll look like Paperboy.
Anyways. No, it's not. I remember, I was looking through all these songs, and I was trying to figure out, like, which song works, but then I never remember which one is which.
How are they labeled?
Yeah, scene just one, like, scene two. Yeah, so it's really
field
hard.
One, field two.
It's hard to remember these.
Can you put your own custom music in?
Yeah. It's just that, if you put in MP3s or whatever... It takes way longer for it to load the music, because these are all, like, MIDIs. I think this is one of them. I mean, I can do this.
That one sounded like something from Chrono Trigger.
And then I can do this.
Nice, nice.
I don't know.
Fully customizable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go, Kijuki. Within a week. Well, yeah, by the end of this week, it has to be out.
Yeah.
For it to be in...
Well, you have until...
I mean, it'll be a September release, I guess. We have our August release.
What's our August release?
Outside.
No, wasn't that July?
No, it came out, like, first or second week of August. Yeah. We filmed it at the end of July.
All right.
So, yeah, we're good, we're good.
Okay, okay.
I don't have to do it today.
I was worried.
I can slack off some more.
I was worried.
No, I was going to do it, I just got lazy, and then Fan Expo and all this stuff.
So. Yeah, and then Phil had his own problems with that thing.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't figure out how to record it.
Yeah.
But I got it. Because for some reason the program just decided to work afterwards.
It's like, oh, this is what you wanted, okay.
Yeah, I was talking to Chris, I was like, it doesn't work, I couldn't figure out this or that. And then by the end of it, wait, it's doing what I want it to do.
Never mind,
just forget everything I just told you.
So watch, you're going to record it again, and also it's not going to work. It's like, what did I do differently?
Because I was testing the audio and video by just playing a song on Winamp or stuff.
Okay.
And I guess maybe it doesn't record from Winamp, but it records from other programs. Like, I don't know.
Wait, how did you play it through Winamp?
I just played a song in Winamp.
And then you tested it over there. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like those programs.
Yeah.
I used a really good one on the Mac called iShowU HD, and it was so much easier. And it gets the entire screen and all the audio.
Can I get a Mac for your business Mac? Yeah.
Mac for business.
I think, okay, Phil, let's be honest here. You have good enough cameras. You have good enough microphone.
Yeah.
Now you need, like, your Mac. Now you need a good editing.
You're not thing. Creative until you have a Mac.
No, it's like, you know, it's like Phil just bought another camera, like for outside it was a whole new camera.
Yeah.
And the only difference apparently is that this one can record for not just 7 minutes.
And it does slow mo.
See, okay.
And it has different bit rates.
Whatever. But you need like a motherfucking editing thing, you know?
That's what my new computer was, but now it's already outdated.
That's why you need a Mac.
But I can just upgrade my new computer.
But you
so
need a
fine.
Mac.
No, I just Macs need a new
have
processor.
All those programs like Final Cut X.
I don't want that.
Yo.
I just want iShowU HD.
Yeah. That's and it. GarageBand to make your own music.
Yeah. So I can take all this free samples and make my own cool tracks.
Yeah. Think about it.
And I remember Mega64 put out an old video that used like the GarageBand stuff. And they said, they didn't tell us it was GarageBand at first. They just said, oh yeah, Rocco made the music. I said, oh, that's pretty cool. He's a musician. He can record. And then I had to use GarageBand in one of my classes at school. I was going through all the loops, and I found the banjo loop. He was like, wait a minute.
Oh, really?
That's not your music.
But did your world just crush, fall yeah. beneath you? You're yeah. like, oh, man.
No, you guys aren't as good as you say. Just like when they say, oh, Derek designed a t-shirt. Oh, cool. But then it's really, oh, I just came up with an idea, and I passed it on to an artist who created it. Oh, you're not really good at that then. Yeah, that's coming out.
Damn, now you have, like, till the...
Then next year we'll have this
wait,
one.
Wait, no... Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that'll make sense. Because on September podcast, we can talk about Kijiki, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Provided we podcast after it comes out.
We'll wait till it comes out. Okay. So okay. We have something to talk about.
All right.
Planning. Okay. Planning for the future.
Yeah, this one is going to come out, I don't know when.
How far are you into this?
I'm still mapping, and in my head, I don't even know how many more maps I need. It's just kind of like, I do this one, and then I was like, okay, I'm done, and then I work on another one, and then, so, like, no, not that one. Let's say this one. Oh, that's not even it. There's nothing in there. Like, this one, and then I'll be like, ah, I don't know what else to do. Let's make a new map, and then I go here. That's what nice. I do. It's like, I don't even know if this is, like, this is probably not going to work. It's not going to work. But yeah, I hate mapping. Mapping's pain in the ass.
Don't worry, we're giving you a deadline of a year.
But I'm actually considering like voicing this one.
Yeah.
Do you want to play Kyle?
Sure.
Are you up for that? Are you up for like non comedy role? You got to be real.
Sure, I can be. I
you
got to
be like emotional.
I can be normal. I don't know if I can be emotional.
Can you be like you know?
What? Give me a line. What does he say? Wait, I already have to do music for this thing.
Well, I'm asking you. Hey, I'm asking if you want to do it. You said yes.
Can I give Kyle a song to sing? Like end credit song with Kyle.
No. There's this one line that you should, yeah. Like, because Derek, I actually showed the script to Derek. Derek yeah. said, oh, he gave me his thoughts on it. He liked it. He thought it was all right.
Did he change anything?
No. I didn't ask him to change anything.
No. Have him do a voice. He's good at the voiceovers.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, he showed me a thing. He's like, hey, if you're ever interested in doing voices, go to this website, this forum.
Oh, to, like, find somebody?
Yeah.
Is that the one he used to use?
Maybe.
Let's get what's her name who did that voice before.
Oh, Robin?
No. There's someone who did a voice in, was it the Batman
Oh, thing? The Kagome girl or whatever?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
she's busy. I think she's, like, I think she's getting paid now.
Do it actual work.
Yeah.
That matters. All right, reading a line from Kyle out of context.
Oh, wait. No, where is that line?
How do you pronounce the girl's name?
Kasha. Is that how you spell Kasha?
I have no idea.
Okay. When you think of the
I haven't name heard Kasha. That name in years.
So, okay, but when you hear that name, how do you think you spell it?
I don't know. With an S-H.
So what? K-S-H?
K-A-S-H-A.
Okay.
Whatever. As long as I know how to say it.
Here, you say these three lines from sometimes what? to end. Here. Here we go. Right,
this is a serious
Phil's audition.
This is serious Kyle. Hey, I'm here auditioning for Kyle.
Is he giving you your name, your age, and where you're from?
And my name is Phil. I'm 26. I'm auditioning for Kyle.
Okay.
You want me to do my monologue first, or should I go straight into the
script? You know, we'll stick with the script for
yeah,
now.
Okay.
And we'll see where you go.
Okay. It's my monologue's from Animal House, so I don't know if it's really appropriate.
You know, well, why don't we just stick to the script for now, and we'll see where
right.
it goes from here.
You want me to look at the camera, or?
Oh, whatever you feel comfortable with, it's all right.
All right, I'm just going to look at the script then.
Okay.
I hope it doesn't say anything about me. I'm just going to look at the script.
You know, just make sure that you don't have the thing over your mouth too much. So.
Oh, yeah. You want to see my motion. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, we got another judge coming here first. We got to wait.
Hi.
Can I exercise?
We'll be done in a while, yeah.
Okay. Let me know.
Yeah. All right. This is my audition for Kyle. In Unspoken Rift.
Just remember, we're looking for, this is not a comedy thing.
I know.
I know, you know, your resume just, said that you're all about, like, comedy, then we know it's, you have a good talent, but we're just wondering that you have the...
I know I put down Chevy Chase as my hero, but, you know, I like, you know, Liam Neeson, too.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes we cling to things no matter how bad we don't want to. Out of familiarity, comfort, I don't know. And it isn't until extreme circumstances show up that we decide to let go of it. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right.
So I'll keep my phone on just in case you call.
Yeah, you know, be sure to get your parking validated from the secretary over there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No, I actually drove my bike because I'm a hipster.
Oh, that's better for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, so I think we've got to choose another career path.
You should probably hook up Johnny Bosch and be like, I need some help.
Yeah, get him. He's down. He does all those, like, serious anime voices.
Get Brad's whale.
Yeah, he was at Fan Expo.
Oh, he was? He had a panel? Damn it.
I didn't go to it.
Of course, if I went, you would.
I didn't do anything anime related.
Man. So what panels did you go to?
I went to the panels with the Star Trek, or not Star Trek, Star Wars actors. So there's one with Emperor Lando? Palpatine guy. No. And one with Carrie Fisher. And I went to one sketch duel.
With Ethan Van Sciver?
No, he wasn't there this year.
What, again?
Yeah.
This guy.
It was one guy that I don't know, and the other guy who created Walking Dead, or just drew it, Tony Moore.
Okay, that's a name.
He's on that book you bought. Is there two people who created that? Or?
I think someone writes it and someone draws it.
Okay, yeah, he was the artist.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Did he draw a zombie?
Well, they had to draw Deadpool, so he drew Deadpool without his mask. So he looks kind of zombie-ish.
All right.
It was pretty good. I didn't win, obviously.
You never win. No. You know who wins?
You.
This guy.
Winners win. Yeah. That was only those panels. Because I went 3 days. And one
day. How many free passes you get?
Oh, man. I got a lot.
Did you finish the...
I finished Luigi's Mansion puzzle, the one after that, and then the one with, like, the Nintendo women or something.
Oh, okay.
And then I kind of got most of, like...
Did you get Xenoblade?
I got most of Xenoblade. I got most of the Mario Wii U one.
Okay.
And some other one, I can't remember now.
The Luigi one?
Yeah, the Mario and Luigi Dream Team or something. Yeah. A lot of street passes. I didn't check as often, though.
Why not?
Because it's weird, just, like, when we're there, and we're there with friends and stuff, it's easier to sit down and just do nothing.
Oh, I'm alone.
Yeah, because I didn't want to just sit at the big table by myself there, or with other people. So sometimes I'll just go off to a wall somewhere and do my street passes, or if I'm in line for something, I'll do it.
Did anyone try to talk to you again this year, while you were in line? Like, that girl where you wanted to get... Stanley to sign something or whatever?
Not really, no. The most I always get is just, hey, is this the line for this thing? Yeah, I don't know, I just stood here. It probably is.
Which is true.
That's like, that's every line you go to. You go there, nobody knows what's what, so you say, hey, is this the line? I think so. I asked that guy, he said it was, and I'm just standing here because it's near the door.
You know, all the guys like, I didn't say it was, I said I think so too. <You know? laughs>
Then everybody behind you asks the same thing. Is this the line for whatever? I don't know.
So I didn't go to the Fan Expo this year, but we have to go to DTAC.
All right.
We have to go. I need my fill. And there was no anime north this... I mean, I went to Comic-Con, but that was bullshit. Was that guy there? Did you see that guy?
Which guy?
Oh, I'm so sorry for you guys.
Oh, no, I didn't see him.
Good. That dick. You know, my friend told me about Fan Expo. He said that because he's a sports guy, so he wanted to get some of the stuff signed.
Yeah.
He said that they really like gouged them. Like apparently, Bobby Orr, he was selling autographs for like $300.
What?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I can imagine that Hulk Hogan's autograph was $100.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because these guys, like, I guess at this point they're like, we're the legends of this of the sports. You know, I mean, they got Bobby Orr, they got David Gilmour, they got Hulk Hogan. I mean, all these guys who are huge names. You think for the first time sports thing, they might just get some small time guys.
They had the guy who's like Rudy, you know, the movie Rudy.
So isn't that an actor? That's not really a...
No, no, like the guy who the movie's based on. Okay, yeah, okay. The actual football player. They had him there. So they actually had a lot of big sports stars, and I can imagine, yeah, they would charge a lot of money.
Yeah, but like, I mean, Nathan Fillion doesn't even charge like half that much.
No. My sister said she said he was charging like $60.
Really?
Which is still a lot.
Yeah, but in comparison...
Yeah, $300. Remember the guy who I went up to about the sketch? He's like, yeah, you know, my sketch is $1,300. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, the guy's open. It's really detailed.
Yeah, it's really detailed. It's like full body thing. Yeah,
shut up.
That. You're good, but
you're not that good.
Was John Lamart there?
No, I haven't seen him. You know who was there?
David J. Walter?
No. Oh. Actually, yeah, he wasn't there. The guy, remember the guy who, oh, you didn't see him. The guy who ripped off me and Derek about the Wolverine in the salad sketch.
Oh, he was there?
He was there again. David K. Wong. Don't go to him.
Fuck him. K stands for...
Killer.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, he was there. Cool people there. You know, it was huge this year, eh? You know the artist alley? It extended into the food court area.
Really?
Yeah.
The setup that they had, was it kind of similar to the Comic-Con one?
Pretty much, yeah.
Were there still two food courts there?
Yep.
Okay.
And then they had a food court in the North Building, and they moved all those celebrity autograph stuff to the North Building.
Oh, really?
Which opened up more space for like exhibitors and stuff.
That's good.
So they had like Xbox One and PS4 had really big areas.
There's the PS4 stuff there?
Yeah.
Their video game stuff was actually good this year?
Yeah, it was pretty decent. Lots of demos. Wow. It's just that, like, for Xbox One, PS4, you had to line up for a long time. Yeah.
I always feel like Fan Expo, it's always like every other year they have a good like video game lineup.
Yeah.
So I remember that one year it was just like Ubisoft stuff. What is this?
Yeah, well, Ubisoft always has like a huge presence there.
Yeah.
They had the new Batman game and a lot of Lego games and stuff, which didn't have big lineups. But I didn't want to play any of those.
Yeah. See, I think going to Fan Expo has made me realize, like, I would never want to go into video game journalism. Strictly for the reason that you're in line to play a game, and you're, like, already seeing it, like, 50,000 times over.
Yeah.
So by the time you play it, it's like, what's the point?
And something weird that they did with Watch Dogs, apparently, was they had a demo there, and you line up to go to it. But you don't actually play it. You sort of watch a developer play it.
Oh, then you talk to him about it?
Yeah, I guess. And it was, like, behind closed doors, too. Like, you had to go inside the booth.
Oh.
That was weird.
Yeah.
They had that game, Beyond, which looked pretty interesting. And, a lot of racing games.
I miss my PS3.
Get the new one, the 12 gig one.
I'm not getting it. Who's that for?
People are buying it.
I'm ooh, like, really?
Like, spend just a little extra money.
Like, okay, how much is it? One.
It's $200.
And how much is an old PS3? 250?
Isn't it like closer to 300 maybe?
300? Yeah. But you're getting like times as much RAM?
Yeah.
Gigabytes?
It's like, I mean, all the PS3s now are like 500 gigs.
Yeah.
So, why would you get this?
That's so dumb.
You're not really doing yourself any favors.
And it's not even like it's the Red Wii where it's like, you know, it's a lot cheaper. It just has no internet. Because, like, who uses the internet on the Wii? No one.
Yeah.
So that's reasonable. But, like, 12 gigs is, like...
It's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, so what? You save $100.
It's more of a pain in the long run for you. Stupid people.
Yeah, I don't know why they put that out. Especially, like, with a brand new console coming out soon, too.
I know.
So weird.
See, now that... So here's my question for you, if you're in my situation. I already pre-ordered a PS4, right?
Yeah.
My PS3's dead, but I still want to play PS3 games.
Yeah.
Should I buy a PS3? Even though the pre-order for the PS4 is already coming?
I don't know. Like, do you think you can save up and still get the PS4?
I don't know. Let's say like money isn't an option. So do you still think it's practical?
Then to me, if money is not an option, then I'd say it comes down to what games are you going to get when PS4 comes out, or can you like wait till something you actually really want?
Just remember that out. I bought a Wii U.
then, yeah, okay, then if money's not an option and you just buy anything because, and I know that you buy anything on Steam when it's cheap, then yeah, just get both.
Okay.
Keep the pre-order and buy the PS3.
All right. So I just got to find a way to struggle with those. Okay. All right.
You're going to get a white PS3?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Those white ones look pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't like the new design, though.
See, but there's the other thing of, like, I want backwards compatibility, because sometimes I do play my PS2 games.
Well, buy a PS2.
My PS2 still works, actually.
Yeah, so use that.
Yeah, but I need composite cables, because I only have component cables, because I only have composites. And my TV only does composites. Oh. Component.
Buy a new TV.
get the PlayStation one.
Yeah. No, they don't sell that anymore.
Well, you said that before, that I bought a TV that they... That
but now I haven't seen it since then.
All right, was there any movies? Did you see any movies?
I'm
surprised you haven't seen Wolverine.
Actually, I did see Wolverine.
Oh, you did?
When did I see that?
How was it?
It was okay.
Better than Origins?
Yeah, way better than Origins. It still had its problems, but, like, it's a much more watchable movie.
So this one actually takes place after... X-Men 3,
yeah.
So that X-Men 3 is canon? That's a thing happened?
Yep.
Great.
But I think they're trying to do away with it with that new Days of Future Past movie. Because now they can play around with time. And so maybe...
What's going on?
There's a new X-Men movie coming out called Days of Future Past.
That's a long name. Why isn't it just called First Class 2?
I don't know. I wish it was.
So it's not even First Class 2? It's just a whole other thing?
Because Bryan Singer came back to it. He did the first movie, the first two. And now he's like, oh, well, people liked First Class, so we'll continue that. But I also want to continue what I started before with the old cast. So now he's doing this thing where he took the story that happens in the future and in the past, so he can use the older cast and the newer cast at the same time.
So Picard is going to be in it or no?
They're all in it, yeah.
Huh? Oh, so it's like a time travel thing.
Sort of.
Okay, tell me what's supposed to happen in this story. Don't give me future past and coming together as a whole one and thus X-Men.
I never read the story. It's like a 2-issue storyline from the 80s.
Oh.
And it's called Days of Future Past, and it's supposed, all I know about it is that it happens in the future when the Sentinels have sort of eliminated a lot of the mutants.
Okay.
And most of them are dead. And so they're just trying to survive in this world that's totally against mutants.
Where that guy's from?
Bishop.
Well, yeah, okay.
I don't know if Bishop actually has anything to do with it.
No, but that's
sort of that same idea, okay. Yeah. And then I don't really know where the past actually...
Yeah, where does First Class come
from? That's what I don't know. They released some pictures of them. They're in the 70s now. They're wearing, like, bell-bottoms and stuff.
But it was still young Professor X, not Picard.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have both of them.
Why do they have both of them?
I don't know. And they have both Magnetos and Wolverines in it.
Both Wolverines?
No, there's only one Wolverine, as far as I know. And he's in the 1970s portion of it, I think. Because I saw him in a picture with them.
When did First Class take place? 40s?
The 60s.
Okay, 60s.
Yeah. There was the end credit scene for the Wolverine was like a teaser for this new X-Men movie.
What happened in the end credits?
Well, he's going through the airport terminal, and then everything freezes, and Professor X and Magneto show up.
Picard?
Yeah. Picard and Ian McKellen show up. And they're like, hey, we need you. And that was it, pretty much.
But Magneto's not supposed... Oh, wait, he does have his superpowers again.
He gets it back.
And... Remember that X3? It's like...
Yeah.
That's like the best part of the movie.
That's like at the end of the Star Wars movies, like something really sad happens, and it's just
boop, boop, boop. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, so they're doing that. He gets his claws broken off.
But his exoskeleton doesn't get removed.
No, he
just
his
claws.
Yeah, they make the bad guys. Make the Silver Samurai out of adamantium. So he has, like, adamantium swords.
Okay.
He slices the claws off. And then I guess they grow back just as the bones.
What?
Because the bone is still there, right?
Yeah.
And then he can regrow it because it's...
Yeah.
Part of his body. So at the end, he just has the bone.
But then claws. That doesn't make sense. Then why would the claws? Then why would the claws have metal with it? Because it's not like the metal can like continue to stretch, right?
I don't know. Because my thinking was like it was weird because they just the claws are out. They cut it off, so part of it still has metal on it, like in his hand.
Okay.
So why would it suddenly grow out with
yeah? Wouldn't no the tips metal have the metal
when he retracts it? Like he would still have metal there. It just wouldn't be sticking out totally, but now it's just all metal bones. I mean,
bone so claws. Does he get his metal back?
No. So at the end, like in that end credit scene, he still has the bone claws.
Okay.
But I think his skeleton is still adamantium. Yeah.
Was Sabretooth in this?
No.
Lady Deathstrike?
Sort of.
Was it
the girl with the red hair? I think. They intended her to sort of be that character, but not really because they already did Deathstrike in the other movie. But she's got, like, the same name.
Okay, so she's Lady Deathstrike without the claws?
Pretty much. But she's got, like, the ninja powers and stuff.
She has ninja powers?
I mean, she's a good fighter.
Does she fall in love with Wolverine?
No. She acts like his bodyguard.
Who's the love interest? The same one from First Class? I mean,
No. The daughter of the guy that he saved...
Okay, is she before. Japanese?
Yeah.
Great.
Well,
Pacific
he's
Rim,
in Japan.
So. Yeah, okay, whatever. Shut up. Whatever.
Yeah.
Is Gambit in it?
No. There weren't really, like, big references to everything else. It was, they really just made it a Wolverine movie.
Oh. Okay, so... in the X-Men world, where would this rank for you for the movies? I'm assuming X3 is going to be at the bottom.
And X3 then, is and then definitely Wolverine. At the bottom. You know what? No. Wolverine Origins is at the bottom.
Okay.
I like X3 better than that.
Okay. Sure.
I think this would be after X-Men... I don't know. It'd probably be my third to last. Like, it would go Wolverine, then X3... than Origins.
Okay, so it's like middle ranking.
Yeah, because I think First Class is probably my favorite one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Then X2, then X-Men 1. Yeah. All right. Man, there's been 6 X-Men movies.
Yeah, there's been 6 Star Wars movies. So what are you saying?
Yeah, but 6...
There's been like 9 Harry Potter movies.
That's even crazier. The fact that they did... Well, 8. They did 8 Harry Potter movies in less than 10 years.
Yeah.
They did 6 Star Wars movies over like 30 years.
That's true.
And 6 X-Men films in 10 years.
Dude, you know what really shocked me? Apparently remember that movie that we were making fun of, Percy Jackson, The Lightning Thief?
Yeah.
Apparently there was a sequel to it and people are loving it.
It's good?
Yeah, people are saying this is actually really good.
Yeah, I saw trailers for it.
I just remember, like, isn't this the movie with, like, the dumb name?
Yeah. It has a dumb name in this one, too.
Oh, does it? What is it?
It was, like, Percy Jackson and the something, something, something.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like Harry Potter, right? Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. They want to do it like that.
Yeah, but that... Yeah, okay, fine.
Did you see that other movie that's sort of like Twilight? It's about... I don't know what it's about. It just looks like Twilight.
So it's like supernatural stuff and then...
Yeah, it's like...
So normal girl falls in love with supernatural dude?
Something like that.
Okay.
Or normal girl, you know, ends up in this bigger world of supernatural things.
Okay.
Or maybe she's supernatural too. I don't know.
But she never knew about it.
Yeah.
Because so she's still the fish out of water.
Yeah, you have to have that guy, that character.
Yeah, because if not, then you get Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
Where it's like you are the fish out of water, but there's no one there to explain it to you. Like, wait, what's going on? It's like, well, the game already knows what's going on, so
yeah,
don't have to tell you.
Be smart. Be a smart gamer.
Yeah, catch up.
Yeah, they didn't want to dumb it down. They just said, look. You've played Final Fantasy before. You know what the deal is.
No, I don't know what a falsy and a lossy is. What is a focus?
Doesn't matter.
Follow along.
They're like, internet's out there. Just go read about it. That's why they don't give instruction manuals anymore. They don't give you anything. Because people will tell you online. You been playing any games?
No. I finished that SMT4 game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was a long game. I think it was like an 80-hour game.
That's an RPG, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
And, yeah, I have, like, 0 funds, so I couldn't do anything.
No dive kick?
No.
$7.99 PlayStation Plus.
I know. I thought it's like just put on my credit card.
Just do it. Just do it, man.
It's only $8 plus tax.
It took a little while for it to show up on PSN.
Oh really?
Like as soon as when the day started.
Oh yeah, PSN doesn't update till like later in the day.
Yeah, I was like, where's the game? I went online. I was like, is it actually out today? And there were reviews. Yeah, it's out on PSN. I'm having fun with it. Where's the game? Yeah, that's a fun game. I got Saints Row 4. That's a fun game too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more of a save.
Is it
right?
True that it's always like nighttime there?
Yeah, I'm kind of really? Bothered by that actually.
That sucks.
Because then I like the daytime parts. You can see stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's.
Does it feel more like just like a?
It really feels like Saints Row 3 expansion.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. Which is weird, is because the DLC that they first announced is the original expansion that they were going to do to
really?
Saints Row 3. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like
I don't know if I'll get that.
Yeah.
That seems like. Backtracking. Might be a waste. And I never even played through all the Saints Row 3 DLC.
Yeah, you didn't really have to.
I played the Gangsters in Space, but that was it.
Yeah, that one was good.
I bought the whole like season pack, and that's the only thing I played.
Someone did the math for the season pass and said that you only saved about like 15 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. I have it.
I know, me too.
Yeah, Saints Row 4 is more of the same. The superpowers are kind of cool. It makes the game too easy at times, though.
Oh, really?
Like, you don't have to drive cars anymore, because you can just run and jump really far.
But then, do you get to fly the sick bird plane still?
You still get planes later, yeah.
But is it cool flying that still, if you have superpowers?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far, okay. So I don't have any planes yet. But you can't actually fly in the game, though, with superpowers. You can jump and glide. So, okay. If you want to actually fly, then yeah, you can do that. But it's actually faster to just run.
How are the jokes in this one?
Pretty good. You can try to romance all your homies on the spaceship.
Okay. Because I still remember like that first mission where it was like, we need guns. And then they just went to the fucking military to get guns.
What was the first mission? The first mission in this was... It was one of these, like, unrelated things.
Chop. What? Did you do the... Was there the equivalent to Kanye West's power?
No.
No?
No.
Are you kidding me?
There was one point where you have to escape from the alien ship, and they start playing What is Love from Hathaway. That's as close as it gets, I think.
Oh, man. That's
it? I can't really remember, but I don't think there was anything like that.
Did they sing a song? Did him and his homie sing a song in a car?
No.
No?
See, expansion. It's like we've already done it.
But that's like cool stuff. I want them to sing another song.
Yeah.
Did you choose Nolan North?
No, I listened to it.
Default number one?
It wasn't default number one. It's just actually called Nolan North.
No, I mean you chose default number one.
What do you mean? Like the voice?
Yeah.
No, I chose like... I'm a female character.
Oh.
I chose female number one.
Okay.
You can change the pitch of the voices and everything. That's pretty cool. Yeah, but even like... even all the costumes and stuff they give you are exactly the same. And all the taunts and everything. There's a lot that they didn't actually change.
All the taunts have kind of been the same since the first... Like, you played Saints Row 2.
A little bit.
The taunts are pretty much the same in 3.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
All right, go back and play Saints Row 2.
Eventually. No, I didn't like it. I deleted it.
All right. Recommends.
Mm.
I recommend money. It's all about that money. Money. Yeah,
all
yeah.
All about the
that money. 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 Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I recommend Fan Expo. At Fan Expo, I met this musician named Nick Johnston. He does instrumental, guitar, rock music. Check it out. I bought a CD. It's pretty good.
What was he, exhibitor?
He was one of the guys in Artist Alley.
And what, he just was playing his guitar?
Yeah, he was actually.
What?
When I walked by the first time, he was just standing there playing sick guitar.
Like electric guitar or like...
Electric guitar, yeah.
Okay, so he wouldn't be on the stupid island with his shirt off in college singing like...
No, okay. No. He's a rocker.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he just had, he was there mostly because he has like a comic book that's related to his music.
Oh.
And the artist who does his album artwork was also there.
Oh.
And he, you know, promotes his artwork too.
Did you get his comic?
No, I didn't get the comic. I just got the album. And we talked about guitar music. And yeah.
Speaking of guitars, when I was on the subway earlier today, I was, you know how the subways work where you're like, there's the sideways one and there's the horizontal
one?
Yeah. So I was on the horizontal side, and then some, like, fairly big guy, had, like, a beard and stuff, came, like, sat, like, right across from me, and he had, like, this big, like, Megadeth shirt on. So anyways, like, the ride keeps going, and then all of a sudden he, like, pulls out his phone, and he's, like, looking through it, and he's just, like, you know, whatever, browsing. And then I eventually start to notice that, oh, he's looking at pictures, so I start to look. And it's all pictures of him in, like, a stoic face, like, it's just, and the background's just totally different. And then sometimes he has his, like, the devil horns up, he's just like, and he's looking through it, right? I'm like, holy crap, that's, like, really weird. All of a sudden, he turns to me, and he notices that I'm looking at it, so I'm just like, good stuff. And then he's like, and then this is, like, the weirdest part, and then he goes, and then, like, okay, so imagine you or me, and he's looking at something. So you notice it, and he goes, yeah, this one was one when I was from over there. This one was here. This one I was when I was there. And he's like, you know Megadeth? Like, yeah, kind of, through osmosis. And he's like, oh, you know the band Osmosis? Like, no, I don't mean Osmosis. I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. And he's like, all right, cool. And then he left.
That's awesome. Those are probably like his band photos.
Maybe. I don't know. But they're all, like, just imagine, like, that one, like, one face.
Yeah.
And you just change the background to something else, and that's all it was.
I've seen stuff like that with those metalheads. It's funny. At least you didn't have, like, a corpse paint on or anything.
Yeah.
Wearing, like, all the big chains with the spikes. That's weird. The only thing I like about the subway, you meet, like, all these weird people sometimes.
You just gotta know, the thing about people on subway is that some of them, they feed on people ignoring them. So if you just kind of be like, yeah, man, get it, then they'll be like, yeah, have a good day, and then they'll leave you alone.
It's just funny that he starts showing
you. I know.
You think, like, oh, good stuff. Yeah, thanks. And you kind of ignore each other.
I thought he's just going to get up and walk somewhere else. But then no, he just shows me all these other pictures.
This is the one of me at the beach. All right.
Yeah.
That's the podcast.
Let's play Dive Kick.
All right.
Or Chrono Trigger, whichever.
Dive Kick.
Chrono Trigger.
No.
We should start a new video series where it's just me yelling at Phil to play Chrono Trigger, and he's just playing it. He's like, I don't want to play it. No, just go over there. Just go over there.
Yeah, you know, like those Let's Play videos.
Yeah, but
the whole thing is
just
you yelling at
me. I just keep pushing you to, it's like, no, I'm done, Chris.
I'm just done.
Like,
I already
one
saved.
One more fight. One more room. I died.
Got Magus, that's
I died. No, just try one more time. Just try one more time. So it's basically me just telling him how to play, and he's just like, and he just does what I'll be like the backseat driver.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.